So closing your eyes, you're going to put your attention inward. By closing your eyes, you want to start by feeling your eyelids. Feeling the eyelids covering the eyeballs. And then feeling the eyeballs in the sockets. And then allowing your attention to feel your forehead, the wrinkles on your forehead, or the tightness or tension in your forehead, in the sides of your head, and around the whole skull. The skin is starting to relax a little bit, release with your attentional energy. And then the skin around your face and the muscles, the fascia, everything surrounding your face, your cheekbones and the nostrils, around the mouth, and then the skin attaching the ears. So all the sensory organs, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, the tongue, and all those associated anatomical structures are beginning to relax and let go just with your attentional energy. You might even part your lips a bit and let your mouth drop. Not wide open, but just naturally. And then you can close it if you want, because sometimes as the energy comes into you, the amrita, the bliss producing consciousness in your brain starts to be secreted, and then it can be felt in the back of your throat, but also in your mouth. And then you know there's some changes happening at the subtle level, the subtle body level, and then also at the level of your brain and body. So now you're moving down into your neck and shoulders, doing an internal scan, and moving into your arms, and then the elbows, the wrists, and the fingers and hands, releasing any congested energy. Then moving down the trunk, and might even take a deep breath because the chest is less constricted and your focus is coming into your abdominal organs. You might hear some noises in your stomach or digestion, gurgling, might just be releasing some more blood is getting in there. As you bring your attentional energy into your pelvis and then the low back, let that energy be released if it's causing tension or pain. And then moving down the legs, feel the circulation come alive, maybe some heat from more blood flow, and then the joints are releasing some tension or pain. And the hips, the knees, the ankles, the feet. So the whole body now, from head to toe, you've scanned internally. You know what can be released as you move through the meditation. And any thoughts or memories associated with previous injuries or tension that has been stored in those body parts can get released. So now we'll put our attention more focused on the lower chakra, the root chakra, the Muladhara, at the bottom of the spine. There's an archetype or deity, a super intelligent being that resides at the bottom of the spine and removes obstacles or congested energies that are creating or contributing to your challenges or issues in life. So imagine an orangish-reddish light at the base of your spine, and then the light starts to circulate downwards into your legs, into the feet and toes, so all the way down the pelvis. The buttocks is also included. So feel this reddish-orangish light, this ability to dissolve obstacles that are keeping you stuck. We'll invoke Ganesha, the elephant-headed archetype with the pot belly, and he rides a mouse. It's a bit unusual to imagine, although this form has secrets that can be revealed to you on the level of the soul that will empower you to remove obstacles in your life hereafter. Keep visualizing this swirling reddish-orangish light. Take your time to bring your attentional energy into the legs if your thoughts pop up and you want to go elsewhere. Bring it back down from the root chakra down. This reddish-orangish light. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Feel the energy of the reddish-orangish light, or the energy that dissolves obstacles, come alive in your lower limb, and now gaining pressure or presence in the lower pelvis at the tailbone. Now we'll focus on visualizing a thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine and pierces the chakras on the way up, going through the navel, the heart, the throat. Clear the throat. And then into the middle of your brain and piercing the skull and going into the space. The chakras come alive with the piercing of this thin tube of light, also known as Sushumna in Sanskrit. So keep imagining this light beam, laser beam, from your tailbone through, up through to the skull and into the space. If your thoughts wander, bring it back to the thin tube of light. Now we'll enliven the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Again, clear the throat. Ma. Move up to the third eye, the midbrain, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland. Bring your attention back down to the base of your spine. Nah. Move up a little bit into the navel. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. She. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Wa. Move up to the middle of your brain. The whole brain. The right and left brain and the two eyes. Yeah. Now, bring your attention into your throat. Feel your throat. Imagine a laser beam of blue light entering the throat from in front of you. This beam of light is coming from the space in front of you. It has the ability to destroy negative karma that you can experience a fresh, clean slate. Momentarily, get into a space where new karmas can come that are more fulfilling, more rewarding. So keep imagining this laser beam of blue light piercing your throat, getting a little bit bigger or wider, expansive, so that your entire throat is filled with this blue light. Receive the sounds and the empowerments coming from the light that will destroy negative health karma. Tirani Lakantam Bhakaro Shivaya Nama. Tirani Lakantam Bhakaro Shivaya Nama. Tirani Lakantam Bhakaro Shivaya Nama. Keep receiving the blue light, penetrating the throat, going deeper into that chakra, destroying or dissolving away financial issues, negative financial karma, debt. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Now, keep receiving the blue light, go deeper into the throat. You've penetrated another layer of consciousness associated with negative relationship karma or blocks in attracting good relationships. Tiranila kantam makaro shivaya nama. 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 Now allow the blue light to enter deeper into the throat, dispelling congested energies related to obstacles on your career or job or profession, business path, however that applies to you in your life. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Go deeper with the blue light, absorbing it, allowing it to penetrate deeper into the throat where the negative karma is stored that is blocking your progress on your spiritual path. Feel the blue light dissolving that disconnect from your higher self, your God self. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. 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 Keep pouring the blue light into your throat and then down the body, up through the head. This blue light is being dispersed with your attentional energy. And from head to toe, we are being empowered with the sounds that can activate the blue light to dispel your negative karma. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranilakantam makaro shivaya nama. Tiranil
kantam makaro shivaya namah. Tirunila kantam makaro shivaya namah.
From head to toe, you're filled with this blue light. And the vibrations of the sounds that destroy negative karma. Revitalizing your body, mind, and soul, bringing energy to you that has been dormant. And that you need to empower you to move forward in your life in a more fulfilling, more rewarding way. Now, we'll invoke Dr. Ply's grace and blessings through his presence. Maybe you can visualize him as a light or in his form if you know what he looks like or remember what he looks like. He's standing in front of you. As a light or form. And then from his third eye, a light beam, a golden light, is now penetrating your third eye, coming from his third eye into your third eye. Feel the pressure in the spot between your two eyebrows, or some tingling, or some sensation. You can have a vision or light as this beam penetrates the third eye, where the pituitary gland is associated with your third eye in the subtle body. Imagine this light, receive it, feel it, experience the empowerment coming from Dr. Ply. Feel the energy that is associated with the sounds that will invoke the connection, the grace, the blessings, the empowerment, the activation of your third eye. From his third eye. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Atityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Keep receiving the beam of light entering your third eye and now going deeper into your brain, activating the middle part of your brain, the midbrain, the pineal gland, just with your attentional energy, it will bring you to those points. And feel the midbrain area come alive.
with this golden beam of light. Now, the middle of your brain is activated, and it is a portal or a door to your consciousness that will connect you with a divine being that has the mane of a lion, the head of a lion, and is quite fierce in destroying negativity at the level of the ego, in particular, that controls your emotions and causes suffering. So it destroys that ego part of you that is causing your suffering. And then brings success at the same time. Success through your divine connection to God, your higher self, your spiritual teachers, imagine this lion-headed being in your third eye, or get the sense that you're connecting to this lion-headed being, this ferocious and courageous and brave and regal part of yourself that's starting to come alive. Within you. Om Narasimhaya Namaha. 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 Feel the presence of this lion man, this lion-headed archetype, divine being. The energy opening up in your third eye and expanding to fill your brain, your head, pouring down the rest of your body. You may even experience the energy of having a lion head. and then claws for the arms and the hands and the feet. And the strength of a lion and the courage to destroy any negative force. From head to toe, you're filled with this energy. Om Narasimhaya Namaha. Om Narasimhaya Namaha. Om Narasimhaya Namaha. Feel the strength coming to every part of your body. Feel the courage or bravery coming up. Feel empowered to experience success in all areas of your life. Narasimhaya Namaha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Let go of the meditation. Keep your eyes closed. Feel the presence of an energy that empowers you to overcome negative forces internally and also externally. As you slowly come back to yourself, you can make a prayer to Dr. Pillai of gratitude for taking you into a deep understanding of your consciousness, clearing at the level of the body, mind, and soul, so you can connect with this Narasimha energy, Ganesha's energy, Shiva's energy, challenging your karma and then starting fresh with this clean slate. Slowly, slowly come back.